Before we continue, we will open the broadcast with a short reading from the Nag Hammaditas, in this case, from the very famous and beautiful work, The Hymn of the Pearl, which is a part of the text known as the Acts of Thomas. I fell into a deep sleep. I forgot that I was a child of kings and queens, and instead I served a foreign ruler. I forgot the pearl for which my parents had sent me, and through heaviness of the food in this foreign place, I fell into a deep sleep. When all these things had happened, my parents knew and grieved for me. It was proclaimed in their kingdom that all should come to our gate, and the kings and the princes of Parthia and all the nobles of the east wrote a plan on my behalf so I would not be left in Egypt. And they wrote a letter to me, and every noble signed it with her name. From your father, King of Kings, it said, and from your mother, Mistress of the East, and from your sibling, next in rank, to you, our son in Egypt, peace, awake. Get up and rise from your sleep, and hear the words of our letter. Remember that you are a child of kings and queens, and see the slavery that you have been placed into. Remember the pearl for which you were sent into Egypt. Remember the robe of your glory and your splendid mantle which you shall wear again when your name is called in the book of life, when it is read in the book of the heroes, when you and your brother and sister inherit the kingdom. On my way, the letter itself awakened me. It was lying like a woman in the road. And as she awakened me with her voice, she guided me with her light, as if she were an oracle. She was written on Chinese silk and shown before me in her own form. Her voice soothed my fear, and its love urged me on. And that is a reading from the Hymn of the Pearl from the Acts of Thomas. And this beautiful hymn, of which I've read you just a portion, serves to remind us of our fundamental role, that triune role as followers of Jesus and of Sophia, of priest, of prophet, and of king or queen. What the Gospel of Thomas speaks when it talks of how we are called to reign with God, to be co-rulers with God. This is a calling, as we'll talk about a little later tonight, that is not one of pride or arrogance, but of humility, that we are called to a destiny greater than what we are, that we are in search of a pearl, the pearl of great price, that is to say the spirit, the pneuma, the breath of life that dwells within us, that dwells within our very being. That is what we are in search for. And we are pilgrim people. We are pilgrims in Egypt, searching for the pearl, searching to understand it, seeking for knowledge or gnosis of the pearl. And so easily, as does the man in this hymn of the pearl, we can fall into the traps of ignorance, into the traps of hatred, intolerance, into the easy answers that promise a quick fix to our problems and our situations. We can fall asleep and forget our quest for the pearl and forget who we are and where we come from and what we are destined to be. And when that happens, the letter awakens us. That is to say, Sophia, the Holy Spirit, the Advocate, she comes to us as if a letter in these words written long ago, buried in the sands of Egypt until they were discovered in the 1940s. And her voice reaches to us through those letters, reaches to us and demands that we awaken. She says that we must follow in the footsteps of Miriam of Magdala, who says yes to the call of being an apostle. And Miriam becomes Mary of Magdala becomes the first and the greatest of the queen of the apostles, because she stands up and has the courage to say to the other apostles, what is hidden from you I will proclaim. And so we begin the show with those things on our minds, our destiny as children of the one true God, our future as we search for the pearl, and indeed our present, for Gnosticism is nothing if not oriented towards the present. We're not waiting for the kingdom in some far-off heaven after we die. The kingdom is here. It is inside us, and it is all around us, as the Gospel of Thomas tells us. The kingdom is made visible and real when we reach out to other people, when we come to understanding of who we are and what we are about, when we work towards liberation for ourselves and for those around us. We make the kingdom come. And we pray in the Gnostic versions of the Lord's Prayer that we might help make the kingdom come, the kingdom of our Father and Mother in Heaven. And so I will now extinguish this candle that we lit in honor of Our Lady Sophia. And let us simply utter a silent prayer within the silence of our hearts to Sophia, the Mistress of the Universe, Queen of the Angels, Gateway of Salvation.